Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Dinesia White.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Ms. Dinesia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, am I saying that correctly, Dinesia?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just ask you some quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of documents or contracts with another law firm for this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was the brain.
Of the brain, okay. And how did they find out? Was it like a CT scan, an MRI, or something else?
Yes, they did a CT scan and an MRI and a biopsy.
And a biopsy. Okay, so it was a little bit of all of them. Okay, and where were you seen? When were you diagnosed? I'm sorry, what facility or what hospital?
WellStar with Georgia Medical Center.
Okay, you said WellStar?
Yes.
WellStar, Georgia.
No, WellStar with Georgia Medical Center.
Oh, with Georgia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you know where was that located?
Yes, that's located at 1514
mm-hmm.
Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N Road, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240.
Okay, the one in LaGrange. I do see it here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you were diagnosed. Is that where you were treated as well? Did you have any surgery or radiation?
Yes.
So you were treated there?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then where did you receive the injection, the Depo Provera? What medical facility?
Dr. Lauren Dusek, and she's in the Valley area.
Okay. Can you spell the name of the doctor?
Yes. L-A-U-R-E-N, Lauren, and her last name is Dusek, D-U-S-E-K.
Okay, Dr. Lauren Dusek. Okay, and what hospital or facility was she located?
Internal Medicine LLC, and that's at 267 FOB, F-O-B, James, J-A-M-E-S, Drive, Valley, Alabama, 36854.
Okay, let's see. You said I'm sorry, can you repeat the street? I'm sorry, it was cutting off.
Yes. It's 267.
267, okay.
FOB, F-O-B,
mm-hmm.
James, J-A-M-E-S, Drive, Valley, Alabama, 36854.
Okay. FOB, 267, FOB, James, Drive, Valley, Alabama. I'm seeing Valley Area Medical Pavilion. Is that it?
No, it's Valley Area Internal Medicine, LLC.
Internal Medicine, okay. Internal.
Yes.
Medicine. Okay, thank you. Do you happen to have the phone number?
No, I don't happen to have the phone number. I just have the address and her name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. I can find the phone number here.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer?
No.
No, okay. And when was the diagnosis? What was the date?
April 26th of 2023.
April 26th of 2023. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/26/03.
12/26/03. Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you consume or did you use, I'm sorry, the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of Depo-Provera?
Like, what do you mean by that, ma'am?
So, did you use the brand name or was it a generic form?
No, I guess it's the brand name.
Was just called Depo-Provera.
It's called Pfizer.
Oh, the Pfizer one? Okay, so that was
Yeah.
Depo-Provera. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections in 1 year, like once
Yes.
every 3 months?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, when did you start taking it?
January of 2021.
January of 2021. Okay. And when did you stop
Yes.
using it?
I stopped using it when I started facing side effects, which was April of 2023, but I'm not sure the exact date.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll put April of 2023. So you used it around 2 years?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
DE apostrophe NA Z as in zebra, HA, and my last name is White, like the color, WHITE.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial?
Yes, L.
L, okay. And then can you confirm your phone number for me?
706-302-4301.
Okay, perfect. Is that a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your email?
NAZ as in zebra, HA, my last name White, WHITE, one at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And so it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form here. At the end of the questionnaire, what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you able to open text messages and your email through your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll send you that a little bit later here. And then to confirm identity for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Yes, 667-22-2308.
Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
1209 East 13th Street, Apartment C as in cat, West Point, Georgia, 31833.
Okay, 31833.
Yes.
Okay, can you repeat the apartment number?
Yes, 1209 East, like E as in Edward, 13th, 13th Street, ST.
Oh, I'm sorry, the apartment number. Did you say apartment or suite number?
Oh, apartment C as in cat, 1209 East 13th Street, apartment C.
C. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, and do you have medical records that you can provide the attorneys later, either through mail or electronic or both?
Yes, I can get them from the hospital and then I'll be able to provide them to you.
Yes, okay, perfect. Can you provide that through mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. All right, and then the last thing we need from you is we request an emergency contact number just in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can go ahead and continue. So for that, would you
Okay.
like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry, someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Oh, live separate. I don't have anyone that lives with me.
Okay, perfect. No problem. So somebody lives separate. What is their relationship to
A friend, a relative.
okay. Friend or relative. And what is the phone number?
706-350-0150.
706. I'm sorry, what else?
350-0150.
Okay. And what is the first and last name?
JAY L-E-N, Jalen, Green, G-R-E-E-N.
Okay, Jalen Green, and it's 706-350-0150.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. And that's it for the questionnaire here. So let me just make sure everything is spelled correctly, and then I'll go ahead and send that over. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So you'll be familiar with it. It's just going to be a few electronic signatures and initials. Let's see. It's just the retainer agreement and then the medical release form saying that you give them permission to access your records.
Okay.
And you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Thank you. I'm going to send that to your email and then also a text message with a link. It's the same document, whichever one's easier for you to access.
No problem.
Okay, and you should see it soon. It'll say either Natalia or Mass Torch Strategies wants to send a DocuSign.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, perfect. And while you go through that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
No problem. Hello?
Yes,
I clicked on the link that you text messaged me, and I am done signing the document.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes, I did get the notification. So you'll also get a copy of everything that you signed in your email. They'll send you another email. Just so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing to expect, Ms. White, is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, and that's it for this call today. I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and then the phone number for the attorneys, so you can save that in your contacts, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. You too. You have a great rest of your night. Bye-bye.